kids like you, maker of heaven, Lord of the land and Lord of the sea, holy and true, faithful and able, Lord of all time and eternity.
Hi, God bless you. This is your brother, Ferdinand, and we are still in the School of Divine Revelation. I believe that this training is bringing a revelation of who God is to you in ways and depths and degrees that you have not known Him before. The bigger God gets in your eyes, the tinier your mountains will become. Everything revolves around our knowledge of God. Our revelation of who He is what, you know, drives everything else. If we are fearful, it is because we have not seen God as He is. We have not seen His love for us. We have not seen His sovereignty. We have not seen His power. We have not seen His presence all working on our behalf. If we are confused, it is because we have not accessed His infinite wisdom. If we are discouraged, it's because we don't realize the person who is on our side. If we are overwhelmed by the issues of life, it's because we cannot see that our help is in the name of the Lord, the one that made heaven and earth. Once this is clear to us, once we get a proper biblical revelation of who God is, then suddenly everything begins to take shape and we begin to realize that God is infinitely bigger than anything we can ever face in life, in the name of Jesus. That's why it's important that you continue to engage this study and you continue to open up your heart to what God is saying, what God is bringing, so that you can increase in your understanding of His infinite greatness. The more you see Him as He is, the more your fears and your worries will disappear. The more peace will settle in your heart, and the more rest you are going to have as you continue to walk with God. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So in this study, we are now focusing on the unlimited God. And what we want to do is to look at scripture and establish the divine infinitude, the endlessness of every divine attribute. God is endless in all He is. And this revelation is astounding. It's astonishing. Once we begin to get a revelation of the endlessness, the boundlessness of our God, a God who does not have any limitations in His person, in His ability, in His capacity. Once this becomes clear to us, wow, faith will rise in our spirits. Remember, we have established that faith does not come primarily from cramming and knowing promises, but from knowing the promiser. When you see the one that has made the promise, it is easy to believe the promise. You know that He can afford it. So we are looking at the fact that God is unlimited. God is unsearchable. He is unfathomable. He is past finding out. So it's important to keep that in mind so that even as we are studying, you have to understand that while we can grow in the knowledge of God, God is way beyond the full comprehension of mere mortals. I actually believe that all through eternity, God will be revealing Himself to us. I believe that. When the Bible says that we are going to know Him as we are known, it does not mean that once you arrive in eternity, you will know the fullness of God. I believe that it will require all eternity for God to continue. Every morning, of course, there is no day, there is no night, but every moment of eternity, that endlessness to which all of us are heading, we will continue to see new vistas, new revelations of his person, of his boundless attributes, and of his power. That is how great our God is. So every divine attribute is infinite. Even when only a portion of it is in manifestation. This is very important. I said every divine attribute is endless, even when it is not manifesting in its endlessness. Again, all divine attributes are present even when only a particular one is in manifestation. See what I mean? Whatever God may be doing, he is all he is all the time. You see, some people think that when God is doing one thing, then he's no longer the other thing that he is. No. When God is showing mercy, he's still the consuming fire. And when God is bringing judgment and correction, he is still boundless in his compassion, his innate, inbuilt compassion. You see, the fact that God is doing something does not remove the fact that God is who he is. So if God is showing mercy to somebody, it does not take away the fact that God is still consuming fire, who must be reverenced and respected. When that's why the Bible says we should rejoice before God. In Psalm 2, he said, serve the Lord with fear. I believe this is Psalm 2, verse 11. He says, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. So you see, there is something in him to make us to rejoice, but there is also something to make us to tremble. You see, there's something in him that makes you to rejoice. But while you are rejoicing, you don't forget that you are dealing. You see, this is what I notice with many believers. Because of our imbalanced, skewed understanding of who God is, we forget to keep the wholeness of his integrated person. Watch the words that I'm using. The totality of his integrated personality. We forget to keep that in mind in our worship and in our relationship with God. And that will not produce acceptable worship. Acceptable worship recognizes that all divine attributes are eternally present and synchronous in God. They are all, God is all he is all the time. You know, somebody says, okay, God is good. That is an accurate statement. God is good. But you see, this God who is good all the time. He is also holy all the time. He is also righteous all the time. He is also just all the time. He is also a consuming fire all the time. He is also omnipotent, almighty all the time. He is also omnipresent all the time. But you see, many of those who say God is good all the time, they don't think about this whole picture that we are painting. Because this is how God is revealed in Scripture. He is all he is all the time. And now, he is unsearchable in all he is. So what that means is that he is totally unfathomable. Unfathomable is a term, actually, that arose from the sea, you know, the language of the sea. They talk about fathom. To fathom means to check the depth of that particular area of the sea. And when something is unfathomable, it means you cannot get to the bottom of it. You cannot get to the end. You know, if you are using a stick or a measuring instrument to check the depth. I mean, the deepest part of the ocean is a place in the Western Pacific. It's called the Mariana Trench. The Mariana Trench. It is, I think, more than 11 kilometers deep. 11 kilometers of water deep in the surface of the sea. But you see, at the end of that 11 or 12 kilometers, you will get to the bottom, you know, of the sea. You will touch the earth's surface. But God is unfathomable. That means you, no matter how deep you go, you cannot get to the end of God. Wow. This is our endless, boundless God. He is endless in all his attributes, and he is all he is to the uttermost. You see, there are no fractions in God. God is not quarter holy. God is not, how do I say it? God is not holy to a point. He is not great to a point. He is endless in his greatness. He doesn't love you just to a particular point. He is boundless in his love. Hallelujah. So his wisdom, his ability, his power, they are as endless and as infinite as his eternity. See what I'm saying here. You know, the eternity of God means that God is endless. You don't talk about time here, because from everlasting to everlasting, he is God. As we read in Psalm 90. So God is endless. If you were to plot God on a timeline, the left side we have no end, the right side we have no end. And that is just a little description of eternity. So we're discussing an infinity of existence. Existence that is timeless in origin and timeless in the future. That's the endless past, the eternal past, and the eternal future. So you can see the endlessness of eternity. Now, what I'm now saying and what I want us to study is the fact that all divine attributes are as endless as God's endlessness, as God's eternity. The power of God, if you were to plot the power of God on a graph, it would be as endless as God is in time. Same thing with his wisdom. Oh, God gave me a song. He said, our God is as endless in power, just as he is in time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Our God is as endless in wisdom, just as he is in time. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. And you can insert other divine attributes as endless in compassion. If you see the endlessness of God's compassion towards you, if you see, oh God, may we get a revelation, a biblical increasing revelation of who God is. Wow, our fears, our worries, our anxieties, unbelief, they will disappear. God's infinitude. So his power and all his divine attributes are as infinite. The wrath of God is as endless as his compassion. These are mighty issues that we need to engage until they settle in our heart. God is all he is to the uttermost. Praise God. Now, for you to gain a better understanding of what we are looking at, we are going to look at 1 Kings chapter 10, the story of the Queen of Sheba when she came to see Solomon. You see, this queen had heard so much about Solomon's wisdom and heard so much about his greatness, his wealth, his accomplishments. And you know, when there are certain things that when you hear them, you think them exaggerated. So, after some time, the queen decided to go and see this man that she's hearing about. After all, she herself is also a royalty. So what kind of king is this that is as great and as rich as this thing that people are describing? So in 1 Kings chapter 10, from verse 1, when the queen of Sheba heard about the fame of Solomon and his relation to the name of the Lord, she came to test him with hard questions. She was hearing too many things. They say, Madam, your majesty, when you see this king, you will know that there are kings and there are kings. All kings are not at the same level. And she said, I'm royalty. I'm the queen of my own kingdom. They say, Madam, you know, you are majestic, but when you see Solomon, you will realize that this king is on a different level. You say, They say, Madam, you know, this food, your majesty, this food that we eat in your kingdom here is wonderful food. But when you see the food on Solomon's table, Madam, you realize that this one you are eating here is the one that his boys eat in their boys' quarters. She said, no, how can? He said, Madam, this is your dress that you are wearing. It's great. It's beautiful. But when you see the robe of Solomon, they were talking to her about the throne. They say, Madam, we saw his throne. And you see, this your throne is wonderful, it's nice, but your majesty, when you see his throne, hey, you will be dazzled. She said, no, my own throne is also a throne. It's made of gold and silver. They say, madam, it's not just gold and silver. There's something about this man. She heard about the buildings, the temple that Solomon built, the name of God that was with this. What kind of man is this? Let me go and check for myself. So, in verse 2, arriving at Jerusalem with a very great caravan, with camels carrying spices, large quantities of gold and precious stones, she came to Solomon and talked with him about all that she had on her mind. Solomon answered all her questions. Nothing was too hard for the king to explain to her. And when the queen of Sheba saw all the wisdom of Solomon, the palace that he had built, the food on his table, the sitting of his officials, the attending servants in their robes, his cup bearers, the burnt offerings he made at the temple of the Lord, she was overwhelmed. You know, the people described the things to her, but she thought the thing was exaggerated. But as she was coming, I can imagine she saw a building and she said, oh, wow, that must be his palace. The people laughed. They said, no, madam. That thing you are seeing is where some of his officials, that's their official residence of his, some of his middle level workers. The woman said, what? She kept on coming. She saw another building. They said, madam, that's one of the houses that he built for one of the wives that came from somewhere. And the thing was bigger and more majestic than her own palace back in Sheba. She said, what? And then as she was coming, she saw the clothes that Solomon's servants were wearing. And she suddenly noticed that they were of greater quality than the one she herself was wearing. She said, what? And as she was coming, she was watching. That's why the Bible lists all the different things. It says, when the queen of Sheba saw the wisdom of Solomon, the palace that he had built, that palace made an impact, an impression. And then the food on his table, even the food on Solomon's table, the sitting of his officials, the attending servants in their robes, even the people who were his cupbearers. And then she saw the burnt offerings that he made at the temple of the Lord. The Bible said, madam fainted. King James says there was no more spirit left in her. She was overwhelmed. When she eventually woke up, she began to talk. She said to the king, the report I heard in my own country about your accomplishments, your wisdom, and your greatness, they are true. The report is true. But I did not believe these things. Oh, she's confessing. Until I came and saw with my own eyes. Indeed, half was not told me. The half of your majesty, the half of your greatness, the half of your wisdom, the half of your accomplishment, half of it was not told. She said, your wisdom and your riches and your wealth and your greatness, they have far exceeded the report that I heard about you. See what the woman is saying. The woman said, look, the people that told me about you, they if I'm now to score them, they won't get up to 50%. They didn't tell up to half. You know what the message version says? She said to the king, it's true. It's all true. Your reputation for accomplishment and wisdom that reached all the way to my country is confirmed. I wouldn't have believed it, sir, if I hadn't seen it for myself. Then listen to what she said, the message version. She said, they didn't exaggerate. Such wisdom and elegance, far more than I could ever have imagined. Half has not been told. They didn't exaggerate. Look, they didn't tell the full story. They didn't tell a quarter of who you are. They didn't do justice to your greatness, to your majesty. Hey! Do you know that our God is beyond exaggeration? This thing that was true of Solomon, it was only true of Solomon to some extent. Solomon's greatness was not infinite. His riches were not infinite. His wisdom was not infinite. It was a portion of God's wisdom that God gave to Solomon. So this scripture is far more true. As I was reading this scripture, I saw God being described. When eventually you stand before God in glory, and you see the Holy One of Israel, you see the eternal Jehovah in his blazing glory, you see the God that we worshiped while we are on earth, you see the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, your mouth will pop, your eyes will overflow with weeping and tears of worship, not of pain now. You will not be able to contain the glory. You will collapse on your face. And when you wake up, you are going to say, God, all the preachers that we are preaching about you, they did not succeed in describing you up to half. Half of who you are, half of what you can do, half of your power, half of your greatness, half of your wisdom, half of your love for me. Oi, 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 half of your infinity, half of who you are was not told. Half of your holiness, those that we are preaching that you hated sin, they didn't preach it up to half. Those that said you are a consuming fire, they did not describe you up to 50%. Half of who you are has not been told. You are beyond exaggeration. But look, God, it's as I'm describing God in this message, you may think I'm doing a good job, but I am telling you, this is not up to 10% of his character. Half of who he is has not been told. Hey. See, the more I study God, at some point I just stop. I start shouting. I just start shouting. Because as you gaze on him, you realize that this is not your classmate. This is the God of the universe. He is infinitely bigger, deeper, wider than anything the wildest imagination of finite man can conceive. Hey. He is, when we say that God is holy, he does not describe or articulate the full dimensions of this divine attribute. If you hear that God hates sin, you don't know, you have no idea of how he hates it. Because he hates it to infinity. Hey, when we describe God and we say God is almighty, look, all of those descriptions of God's power, those messages we preach and say God is powerful, God can do this. Look, God can not only heal you, God can create another planet Earth. God can create another universe. We're not talking of healing one person. We are talking of somebody who is boundless in power, infinite in ability. Hey, what an awesome God. What an awesome God. He is bigger than every name that by which we call him. That song says, you are more than what people say. You are more than what people say. You are more than what people call you. You are more than what people say. Jehovah, you are good. You are kind. You are more than what people say. In my language, the song says, "E kariri ihasinibu." Jehovah, a carry ihasinable. You are more than what people say you are. You are infinitely more. Hi, the indescribable God. He is beyond exaggeration. You know, God gave me a song. He said, you can never, never be praised enough, praised enough. And there can never be an exaggeration praising you, praising you. And you can never, never be praised enough, praised enough. And there can never be an exaggeration praising you, praising you. You made the heavens, you made the earth, your God alone. Pa, pa-da-dum-pum-pa. And all creation and every nation bow at your throne. Pa, pa-da-dum-pum-pa. We are redeemed by your blood alone. Yeah, we are your own. Pa, pa-da-dum-pum-pa. Your kingdom will endure forevermore. Yeah, your God alone. born, and you can never, never be praised enough, praised enough. And there can never be an exaggeration praising you, praising you. Yeah, you can never, never be praised enough, and praised enough. Yeah, and there can never be an exaggeration praising you. Whoa, there can never be an exaggeration where we are praising you. Hallelujah. Whoa. Come and hear what the Bible says. Sing the song. You know, sing it in your choir. Use it for worship and bring glory to our infinite, endless, boundless God, the creator of all things, visible and invisible, in heaven and on earth. Hallelujah. In Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 5, they were praising God. But look what they said. Nehemiah 9, 5. He says, stand up and bless the Lord your God, the eternal Yahweh, Jehovah, your God, forever and ever. And then he said, and blessed be thy glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. Blessed be your glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. Listen to how the Good News Version puts it. It says, stand up and praise the Lord your God. Praise him forever and ever. Let everyone praise his glorious name, although no human praise is great enough. That's our God. He said, you, Lord, you alone are Lord. You made the heavens and the stars of the sky. You made land and sea and everything in them. You gave life to all. The heavenly powers bow down and they worship you. Wow. What an awesome God we serve. I pray that God will just continue to increase in size in your perception. I pray that you will continue to get, listen to this message. I'm going to stop here. We will continue this study on God's endlessness, his boundlessness. I want you to meditate on these things, listen over and over, and let a revelation, let there be an unveiling of our matchless God. And the bigger God gets in your eyes, the tinier your mountains become. Half has not been told. Half of who he is. Half of what he can do in your life. Half of what his love, you know, means. Half of his compassion. Half of his glory. Half of his mercy towards us. Half of the power of his presence. Half of his greatness. Half has not been preached. Hi. Oh, that this revelation of God will stir up reverence and worship and fear and a deep respect. You can see that this God is not our classmate. A God that is like this is not somebody we can take for granted. Hoy, may this description of his holiness, his character, draw you to know him more, to love him. And as you worship him, may a sense of awe fill your spirit as you worship his majesty and worship his endless greatness. Do you know that because God is endless in greatness, our worship of him should also be endless. Our praise should be commensurate with his greatness. We should praise him according to his excellent greatness. That's what the book of Psalms says. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we worship you. We bless you. We give glory to your name. Continue to unveil your person, your character, your majesty to us and help us to know you in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord bless you. Share this teaching with other people and continue to gaze upon him in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Bye-bye.
Maker of heaven, Lord of the land, and Lord of the sea.